Hello, welcome to another episode of Not Alone Today podcast. My name is Anu.
And I am Joseph.
Welcome. Today we have a question from TK. The question reads, what if you don't like the person God is showing to you presently, especially if you're a guy and you have a taste for a slim lady and God is showing you someone that is chubby? Another part of the question says, what if there's an age gap between the person God is showing you and you're not too comfortable with that? So how do you go about that? So we'll take each question in turn. So the first one we'll deal with is, what if you don't like the person God is showing you? How do you get on with that? Do you want to start us off?
Yeah. Okay. So thank you. The two questions, one way or the other, actually could overlap in the sense that the age could also be the one of the reasons why you don't like the person. So, specifically, TK has given an example of the possibility of you wanting a slim lady and now God is showing you a chubby lady. Are those even politically correct terminologies? I know there are some words you don't use to describe ladies.
No, a big lady. Is that bad?
I think that's even worse.
Sorry, I don't ladies.
Know. Okay, anyways. But I know I've called a lady, I've referred to a lady as being chubby before, and I had good intentions, and I was corrected that you never say that concerning a lady. So that's by the way. If I could answer by looking back to my own context, this will look different for different people. I also did not want you are here,
so here, so
I have to choose my words carefully. But yes, initially when the whole idea of a Joseph Elias relationship was coming up, in all honesty, if I'm being sincere with myself, it wasn't the most desirable option for me. And I would explain why. It's part of the foolish lessons we picked up growing up. We've been advised, I can remember listening to more than one message about this, that you should imagine the person you want to marry. Write down all those qualities that you want to see in the person that you want to marry, and not just character qualities, physical qualities as well. I want that to be this, I want that to be that, and then write that down and declare and confess, and that would, So talking about that, there were some physical features.
Yeah, that's the word. He wanted a curvy lady.
That's one way to put it. You're curvy, but anyways, so I wanted amongst other things, I wanted someone that can speak so fluently that when you tick the box. And many other things, many other foolish things on my list. Of course, I didn't actually write down any list, but I had this in my mind. And the quote and unquote theological basis for that foolish conclusion, and you would see why I'm saying it's foolish in just a bit, is that, they go to quote verses like Psalm 37 verse 4 that says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will grant you the desires of your heart, or he will give you the desires of your heart, as though to say, you can desire anything, name it, claim it, it will be yours. You want a busty, curvy, smart, whatever, slutty lady.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I'm not saying that's me. Now I'm speaking in general terms. you won't, you'll be surprised if you see the list some guys have. But anyways. I won't get into that. That's bringing some other memories.
Okay.
So, what was I saying?
Features you wanted.
Okay, so all of those features that if you desire it, you can name it, you can claim it, and then when you see a lady that just appears out of the blues, you run into her while you're on the queue in the banking hall, or you're shopping, and you just see that lady looking exactly like all of these things you've asked, and then you hear her speak to the attendant, and the voice even mesmerizes you the more. Oh my God, that must be the one. And then you put yourself on some hot chase. When Bible says delight yourself in the, and that's the part we actually ignore. Delight yourself in the Lord and he would grant you the desires of your heart. The real import of that statement is to say, if you will make God your utmost delight, if you would make God the one in whom you find the supreme joy, you both will be in tandem and in fellowship to the point whereby whatever you desire will be what he has implanted into you. He will give you what to desire, not that he would give you whatever random thing you are desiring. He will give you what to desire, and that's a point that we must actually strive to get to in our Christian work, where you feel like, if I desire something, it's not just me desiring it, it's God desiring it for me. But yeah, for you to have not reached that level and then you're just coming up with all these physical features and emotional features and social features or whatever kind of features you're looking for in a person, I think you've laid a wrong premise about that. I've not exactly spoken into the specific question she asked, but I just thought, let's lay that foundation. Let's lay that premise. But then, going back to my case study of when that then happened, that, okay, I'm beginning to feel like, or feel drawn, and God is beginning to give me unsolicited confirmations about a particular lady being the one, and that lady not looking like my mental image of the one. The thing I did was simple, to submit. Until you submit to God's will, you cannot enjoy the bliss in God's will.
Wow.
Until you submit to God's will, you cannot enjoy the bliss in God's will. Sometimes we look at God's will as something so stringent, something so difficult, something so... like God is a burden giver, whereas he's a burden bearer. But because we are oftentimes so wrapped up in our head with all these things that we are desiring and wanting and whatever, we don't get to see the wisdom in what God is choosing for us that is not looking like what we would have chosen for ourselves. And so when I said, okay, hands up, have your will, God, take the will. If you say, this is it, this is it. And all of a sudden, the same lady began to look like, can we get married tomorrow? and that's been on an ever-increasing crescendo. So, yeah, that's like my own story in a nutshell.
That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
When I met Kola and God was giving me this revelation that he's my husband to be, I felt like, are you sure? Like, it's too brotherly in a sense. Like, it's just too, it doesn't sag his trousers. It's just
God
too, his trousers, like,
I so detest people that do that.
His trousers just like around his navel. And I'm thinking, who does that at this age? I can still picture it. Like, that's how it was to me. You know, those brothers that tuck in their shirts. And I feel like, what? And I grew up with boys, like my brothers were like very boy. They are very
guy.
Yeah, ripped jeans. Ripped jeans, mustache, and all those kind of boynesses. But my husband was just exactly the opposite of what I've known. He's just brotherly and scripturally. Especially when we go to church, like when we go to our fellowship then, when we're in
Gombe.
And he's saying all these Bible scriptures, and I'm thinking, God, this guy is too serious for me. Are you sure? Are you really sure this is what you want? But I had learned over time, before this decision to say yes to Kola or go into courtship with him, I learned over time to trust God's providence. He's come through for me like so many times that I know that it is it. Despite the fact that I'm not seeing the it in what is given to me, I knew it innately, like subconsciously, that this is the best choice for me. I just have to start liking it, start liking it. And that is where this comes in. God will say, this is your man, this is your woman. But you have to start liking it, like delight yourself in the Lord. Delight yourself in his providence, who is provided for you. Start liking. The moment you start liking, oh my gosh, the rush of emotions, the blissfulness, the more you marvel at, oh wow. so it can be this funny. Oh, it's so caring. that's me. Then I started to gush. Like the first few months of our courtship, yeah. I was observing and I'm thinking, I don't enter. I used to hear this God said thing. You're like, I don't enter. But after a few months, I began to long for his calls. Oh. And if I send him like a WhatsApp message and he doesn't respond on time, hey, my body will start getting hot. Hey, he hasn't responded. He sent me a thumbs up. Da, 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 da. I just wanted you to see the progression. The risk is to start. Yeah, take a leap of faith. Mm. Then you suspend yourself in the air by trust. You trust God. But before you see the realization of the trust you have, you start first. Mm. So start liking them despite whether they are slim or chubby, or whether they are too old for you, or you're older than them, especially for us ladies, especially when you're older than the man God has shown you. Mm. There's also this fear like, oh, would it not feel like, what's that word?
Insecure.
Yes, we did not feel insecure because we, in our culture, we know that the husband is supposed to be older than the woman. So when it's the opposite, yeah, the relationship tends to be like walking on eggshell.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you're delighting yourself in God. You're delighting in him. You're trusting in him. So him that has given you this older person would give you the wisdom to walk with them. What do you think, Kola?
Absolutely. Having laid that overarching principle for you submitting yourself to God's will and then getting to progressively enjoy the bliss therein, it goes on then to say, if God is choosing someone that there is an age gap, it's because he has seen how that is going to play out in a way that is going to be very beneficial to both of you. So yeah, on a practical level, I mean, I've heard people say things like, and to some extent, I think it's true, that if you see a teenage guy and a teenage lady, just looking at them, if they are age mates, there is every tendency that the lady will be, quote unquote, more mature than the guy.
Yes.
And that's due to very many things, the whole idea of the puberty changes and all of those kind of things. There are just some, even biologically speaking, a lady starts menstruating and things like that. Guys don't necessarily have a moment where you can say, now adulthood is setting in. For a lady, the very first time she menstruates, she knows that something has changed, I mean, a new level. And she's that really naturally... Yeah, it's real, isn't it?
Have you experienced it before?
I haven't, but it makes sense. It's like all these rites of initiation that they do in some culture.
Mm.
As a Jewish young man, when you do your bar mitzvah, you know that now responsibilities are knocking.
Mm.
And so there is something that happens to your psyche that makes you know that you've crossed over into something else. And then some demands are coming in. That's when your mom wants to let you know you need to be able to do this, you need to be able to do that, you need to start seeing yourself like this and things like that. For guys, our own change is very gradual and at different rates for different people. And so because there is not that moment where you just feel like, oh my God, something has changed in that sense, it makes it possible for us to just coast through our teenage years in a way that we don't necessarily begin to see ourselves and take responsibilities for our life. Anyways, all that's to say, there is a bit of wisdom in having the guy being older, but again, it's not up to us. So that's where I'm going. If we're just talking of relationship generally and leaving God out of the picture, I personally would say as much as possible, go for a lady that is younger than you. And that is me speaking from my own cultural upbringing. But then in my specific context, God gave me my age mate. And that has meant that, okay, let me give you a slight insight into how this plays out. And I've heard someone say this, I can't remember who, that she thinks that she gets to talk to her husband anyhow simply because they are age mates thereabout. Like, she felt like if she has gotten married to someone that is like 9 years older than her, she would think twice before she says some of the things she says. And that might have preserved the union and the relationship on some levels. But the point is, if a lady is older, is she willing to submit biblically to the biblical definitions and expectations of submission?
Mm.
if a guy is younger, is he willing to lead the home the way God intends for him by virtue of his biblical responsibilities in nurturing his wife, in husbanding his wife, and taking and still being the man of the house, age notwithstanding? Because indeed there is a biblical structure that God has given for the context of the home. Yes, the man and the woman are both made in the image of God, but God made it the man to be the head of the home, the head of the wife, and Christ to be the head of the man, as it were, and God to be the head of Christ. Paul made that clear in his epistles, and there's a reason for that. Age or no age difference, that structure needs to be maintained. And that will play out in different ways in different cultural contexts. So the question really is, if I'm older as a lady, am I still willing to live the way I would live in biblical submission to my wife? If I am younger as a guy, am I still willing to be able to lead my home from all those biblical expectational dimensions? And that would mean that I need to be able to maybe take more responsibility, to develop myself, mature myself, to be able to lead as such. But generally, if God leads you into such a dynamic, I think it's because he knows that he has given you the capacity to navigate it.
That's brilliant. And just one last thing I thought to add is, sometimes when, I think we've said it this earlier in previous episode, yes, and we were saying that when God chooses for us, he chooses according to our projected needs. Like, it's not just about the fatness of today or the shortness or how their breath stinks or how,
hopefully not,
or how they are not able to speak to you with the same intellect that you have, or how they're not empathetic enough or sympathetic enough, or they don't let you talk. This like, we all have all these dynamics in our relationship. There's always something that is not just there yet. But instead of focusing on the there yet, trust in the him, because you can't project what you would need in the future.
That's right.
Say, for example, I was seeing Kola as brotherly, but I failed to realize how much of his character would build him as a father, as a husband to me, in the times that I needed. I could only see the features I could see at the time. Yeah. So when this thought comes to your head and you're doubting whether this is it, just think of that word, projected need. For my projected need, this Bible verse that says God works all things together for our good. So there's the working part. He knows what you need and what you desire, but all this will come, it will come to play, basically. So my brotherly husband has now become a rugged husband to me.
Your brotherly fiance.
Oh yeah, my brotherly fiance has now become the boy that I wanted. The not too serious brother that I can talk to, the non-scriptural quoting brother that has all the answers to the world, that won't tell me to go and read Psalms when I have a headache, that can just listen to me. We gradually realize this desire. It doesn't just come at once. It doesn't come with the package. Don't look for the package. Look for that gift. If he's giving you a gift, he would know how to satisfy your desires within that. So I'm hoping God blesses someone.
Beautiful. Yeah, yes. I think that's helpful. Thanks for sharing as well.
Thank you.
And thanks to everyone listening, always logging in every week or tuning in or clicking, as the case may be, to listen every week. Thanks for always engaging. And for those of you that always come back to us on WhatsApp or elsewhere to give comments and feedback, that's very helpful. Thank you so very much. We just want you to know that we appreciate you. Your feedback keeps encouraging us to continue to do what we do.
Yes.
God bless you.
God bless you.
And remember, you're not alone.
Today.
God bless you.
Bye.